Segosigoli on EAT. I'm David Moses with a CKRZ 100.3 FM news brief. A new Assembly of First Nations National Chief has been elected. As voting resumed at 11:45 on December 7th, First Vice Chief at the Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations, David Pratt, crossed the floor to concede and allow Manitoba Regional Chief Cindy Woodhouse to assume the role of National Chief for the AFN. After being sworn in, the new National Chief addressed the delegation of chiefs from across the country, saying the national office was not her office, but their office.
And my role every day is going to be to answer the calls of our chiefs. And that's the duty of the National Chief. And to the Assembly of First Nations staff, we have a meeting. And our first meeting is we work for the chiefs first and foremost, and we work for our First Nations people, and we get them their results every time that they call. And I know that you have, but we need to make sure that we have space within the Assembly of First Nations, that when they come to Ottawa, that that office is your office. That is your office. That's not my office. That's your office.
However, because Pratt conceded, it meant that Woodhouse did not receive the 60% of the vote required, which was challenged by participants who wanted to see changes made, with one person saying, "This is what happened when Roseanne Archibald was elected."
I'm questioning the charter, not these chiefs or Cindy. I want to get that straight, because that's what happened when Chief Archibald was. And then there was just problems after that. And I'd like to get that sorted out.
CKRZ attempted to contact the Six Nations elected chief for a comment, but she was not available at the time of this report. We will follow this story and bring you any updates as they become available. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.